On this episode of the Bruins Basketball Show, the first recruit in Bruins basketball history, Chris Gray.
Picked off again by Ellenwood. Ellenwood going to lay it up and one! And now going to be blocked by Fisher. Fisher brought it up to George. Gets it ahead to Matthews. Matthews in the corner for three. Yeah, baby!
Welcome back to the Bruins Basketball Show. This is your host, Coach Tony Miller. A few weeks since we've had a podcast, but now that school is going, today is officially the first day of classes, so we're excited about getting things going, and with all the guys back on campus, we're going to have to get them regularly here and get these podcasts out on a regular schedule. Today we have Chris Gray with us, kind enough to join us here. Break from class. You actually finished with classes for the day?
I am done. Very nice. 8 and 9, so...
Oh, really light. Yeah. Light load. Chris has been here a few years, though, so he's down to his light semester here towards the end. You actually redshirted your first year.
I did.
And then the last kind of finished up his degree requirements this last year, and so kind of just filling things out here in his final year. I'm going to talk today a little bit to Chris about some of the things that he had going on this summer, also about the preseason here. As we said before, the guys are back on campus and have been on campus for a few days. So just kind of give you a little bit behind the scenes as to the kinds of things they've been doing and training and getting ready. And then we'll talk a little bit about expectations here going forward for the rest of the year. Before we get into that, if you are not already subscribing to our podcast, we'd be extremely grateful to you if you hit that subscribe button. That way you don't miss an episode. And if you haven't already, if you could be so kind as to leave a review and a rating, that will help us a lot in the standings for the podcast to help get the word out about our program. Chris, fifth year?
It's been a while.
It seemed like even longer than that.
The storyline why I'm the first Bruin is because, guys, back when I was in fifth grade, I did go to the academy elementary school. Coach Miller was my PE teacher. So he maybe thought in his mind, like, all right, we may have a college team here. You know, he may see this kid on the recess. He could be a player. But, yeah, I've finally done it.
The craziest story is that you're the same height now that you... No, I'm just kidding. That's not true. You were probably 4'8" at that time rather than 6'8".
In eighth grade, I had a growth spurt where I was 6'4" in eighth grade.
Yikes.
And then I started growing. I actually didn't play basketball. I was a swimmer. And then freshman year, my dad's like, all right, you just start playing basketball. And then I was boxing out on offense, but I was all right. And then, you know, so I started going. But yeah, finally here, enjoying it, so we're looking forward to the season.
We've been doing a few things since the guys got here. Most of them got here at the end of last week. You want to kind of talk about some of the things that we've done in preparation to get us going for the semester?
Yeah, so kind of guys got here maybe a day before kind of everyone else. We helped move in new students and kind of start getting everything situated. We've had a couple open gyms. It's going to be pretty exciting to come out to watch some games. We have some very good young talent, maybe good young athletic talent. Guys are playing above the rim and, you know, really competing. We did lose a lot of seniors, you know, including Dustin and Justin, who were maybe our top scorers on our team. But I think a lot of guys can step up this year and prove. So the past couple of days, we have been doing 6 a.m. workouts in the morning, doing some weights, and then also kind of getting our, you know, times and testing with max bench, max squat, cleans, our mile time, and guys are looking good. I wish I could say a little better on the mile time, but I guess been in the office a little bit this summer, but it's been pretty good.
So at the beginning of every semester, what we'll do is we'll do a combine, which is similar to what you see the NBA guys do before the NBA draft. And so we'll test things like their three-quarter court sprint time, their vertical jump, lane agility, how quick they can move from side to side. And then the stuff that Chris mentioned is stuff that we do in the weight room. So we'll get their one max rep on things like the bench and squat and clean. And then we also get their reps for bench press and then the mile that you are referring to.
Yeah.
Just to kind of give us a baseline for the guys. And we've had the opportunity the last couple of years actually to work with our exercise science department here and some of the students that we have in that department. And they actually help us with some more scientific, a little bit more scientific testing in the BOD pod. And last year we did the VO2 max. But all of those things are really just tools for us to help us kind of figure out where the guys are after a summer of training and getting ready for the season, to see where they're at and to also see how they've grown from the following year.
Yeah.
So if you look back over the last, you know, four and a half years, how have things gone for you physically?
Yeah.
What have you seen, kind of up and down, or kind of like real big growth, or what does it look like?
So my freshman year, I was about 200 pounds. And I, what he first says, I redshirted. So Coach Miller put me on a weight training program and, you know, in the weight room and on the, like, you know, my diet. And I gained about, I think my max was like 25, 28 pounds.
So like 200 pounds may sound like a lot for the average person. But for somebody that's 6'8".
Yeah.
Somebody that I was is really two, scared. Yeah. Well, that's an understatement. Typically, we'll have our guys that are 6'3", 6'4", are the guys that are playing at 195, 200 pounds. Chris was that at 6'8", so an additional 4 or 5 inches. Mm-hmm. So that first year really put on about 25, I think it was 20, 25 pounds.
Yeah. So with that, and then.
But that was the first time you'd really kind of seriously trained in the weight room.
Yeah. In high school, I may have done, like, you know, some pull ups and sure. some. But like this one, I was in serious, you know, that we have a really good program here where we're going to, you know, get pushed and have a good, you know, what we need to do. So each year I've seen growth. Actually, this past summer, I was a little more busy with more of my big internship that I was doing. But I was actually kind of in the gym at like 5 a.m. playing with some guys and then in the evening doing some lifting. But it was, I think it was, I saw good results. I actually kind of gained a couple more pounds. But.
We'll get that off.
Mom was cooking some good food, but
we'll get that off quick within the first week or so. So, and then you said the guys have been kind of playing together, just a little bit of pickup, mm-hmm. doing something a little bit different this year. We're kind of starting the year with practices, but the way that the rules are allowed, the coaches aren't the ones that are running the practices.
Correct.
It's the players that are kind of running it a little bit informal practices. Only had one or two of those by this point. How has that gone?
Yeah, so. Past two nights, Jason and Chapman, our captains this year, they have been leading very well. Coach kind of gave us kind of like the, you know, the practice plan, what we want to do. We did a little individual workouts as well before, but guys are listening and wanting to learn, and we were working on kind of stuff we were doing, kind of like the foundation of what our offense was and also our defense, you know, staying low in the defensive stand, you know, even the small things. You know, Coach Miller talks about in practice, but it was pretty good. I think guys are going to be, you know, wanting to learn more and, you know, encouraging each other. So I think it went good.
What do you feel is kind of a goal for preseason? So we usually will have about 4 weeks at the beginning, which isn't a lot of time.
No.
And then practices start. So what do you feel like is trying to be accomplished? And especially for the younger guys with so many new guys, what is the goal really in these first 4 weeks?
Yeah, obviously our goal is first just to work hard and to also listen to Coach Miller and Coach Uwaro. But I want to get a good foundation first, you know, with like last season, Coach Uwaro kind of came in a little later and we had to quickly go through things. But with us, you know, wanting to do a player-led thing, it's been helpful. So I think if we have a good foundation of getting like the maybe with the X's and O's of how we want to do things offensively and defensively, I think we can have a good start. And then once we have Coach, you know, you guys in, I think we'll have to be good. And
so we will basically kind of finish up at the end of September, kind of towards the middle to late end of September, and then get going full steam with practice then. And then we play in October already, which isn't very, very far away. As the dates get closer for that, we'll kind of fill you guys in a little bit more to make sure you know when those are going on. But just one scrimmage this year, and then we start the season right at the tail end of October. So kind of sounds like we have a ways to go, but I'm sure those 8 weeks will go by really quickly, and especially with a lot of young guys, trying to acclimate them as quickly as possible to what we're trying to do here and the things that we're trying to accomplish. Chris, thanks so much for joining us today. Thank you to all those who listened. Again, if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. And if you're not following us on social media, we'd love to have you follow us there on Instagram and on Twitter. You can find those at BJU Bruins MBB on both of those platforms. Give us a follow. That way you don't ever miss any of the news or the information from our program this year. Thanks again for joining us. Until next time, enjoy your journey.